Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
This session tonight, what we're exploring is this idea of a life in balance from the inside out. And I guess we've just had a little taste of what that means, or at least a little introduction to what that might mean for us over time. But just to kind of begin to delve into this tonight so that we can kind of see how we can practically begin to understand that over time. I think it's true, I have to check for yourself, but I think it's true for all of us that we just long to experience life in balance. Do you know what I mean? Just like a steady state for at least a day. You know, we all kind of would love to have that. Our world isn't kind of at the moment, it would appear, constructed to enable us to experience that, but we'd all love that. In fact, there's a multi-million dollar business that's devoted to that, you know, time management and establishing work-life balance and so forth. And so we'd all love to have that, especially when we look around at the world today, because we just love this world to be a little bit more balanced, a little bit more stable, less uncertain. But unfortunately, it's really out of balance, really quite unstable. And as you can see, as the days go on, very, very uncertain. And so also, when you add to that, just the pace of life these days, you know, there's a constant demand on our time, people wanting us to do this, sort that, our energy, getting more and more exhausted doing this and sorting that. And also our attention is so scattered these days. You know, these tools that we're all so familiar with, we're not really consciously aware most of the time how much it's scattering our attention, until we have to focus on some project or some activity and we find it very hard to focus and concentrate. And so the kind of culmination of all those different inputs and causes and conditions leaves us feeling quite out of balance most of the time. And if you feel that, like we always talk about in these classes, it just means you're normal, especially in this day and age. You'd be very unusual if you didn't feel that. But I guess that's where we start this from, is we still have to live in this world as it is, though. You know, we do have to live in this world as it is. And I guess what we feel is I can't really be truly at peace and happy unless this life gets a little bit more in balance. If things get a bit more in balance, then I can be at peace and happy. And because everything's continually out of balance, demands at work, demands at home, demands in the world, constantly putting pressure on us, it's very easy over time to feel a little bit hopeless and gradually more and more helpless, meaning we don't feel empowered to reverse the tide of all of this out of balance life that I'm experiencing now. So the good news is it's entirely possible to change that. It really is entirely possible to change that. No matter what's going on in the world, it's possible to feel like your life's very much in balance, not out of balance, regardless of what's happening in the world. And that's what we're here to explore tonight. It's what we're here to explore in this series. It really is, as you know, I'm often trying to encourage these days, it's like you've kind of pressed pause on life. Very hard for us to press pause because everything, as soon as you get up, there's all of these demands on your time, attention, and energy. And we find it very hard to just press pause and say, no, I'm just going to step back a little bit and look at life with a bit more clarity, a bit more wisdom with respect to a better way forward for me in my life. And that's what we're not doing, you see. We're on this emotional roller coaster day in, day out. We don't take a lot of time to pause and reflect. Is there a better way forward for me in this situation that I'm in? The world isn't going to change out there, but can I find a better way of interacting with it in here? So I think when we have that view, I can't really be at peace and happy in here until I get everything perfectly in balance out there. It's what's causing all this stress. It's what's causing this continuous background anxiety that so many people experience, because it's never perfectly balanced out there. And even if you get a balance for a day, it all goes out of control the next day. But what we, I guess, in this series really want to explore, and we do all the time in these classes, is we don't need it to be perfectly balanced out there to be at peace and happy in here. We really don't, which is a good thing, because it never will be anyway. So we have to do something different. We're constantly trying to control, as you know, the uncontrollable. We're constantly trying to control the uncontrollable, the ever-changing causes and conditions in our life out there. I think you found the right partner, and now I'm going to make sure they stay with me forever, and then they decide they don't want to stay with us. You think you found the perfect home and you think it's going to be like that forever. And then you find some problem in this perfect home that hangs around forever. And again, more stress and anxiety. We think we found the perfect job, and then AI comes along. You don't have a job, as many people are experiencing right now at the moment. Definitely. I'm speaking to people who are saying they're beginning to implement wide scale redundancies where jobs aren't needed. And this is the world we live in, you know, just complete uncertainty. We think the world's kind of got stable for a few years, and then somebody else is elected and everything changes again. And it's just creating this continuous instability. We're trying to control the uncontrollable. Unfortunately, with an increasingly out of control mind. Our minds are getting more out of control because we're not able to manage it and deal with it in a healthy way, in a way that's empowering, that's encouraging, that doesn't leave us feeling overwhelmed. But we don't really need to control everything out there, as I said, to be at peace and happy in here. We just need to control the one thing we can control: how we view it, how we respond to it. Basically, we just need to learn to control our mind. That's the one thing we can, in time, gain control over. In fact, most people think, I'm trying to control everything out there because I can't control my mind in here. And if I controlled everything out there, I wouldn't be so anxious in here. It's the other way around. If you learn gradually over time to control your response, how you view the world, how you see the world, how you interact with the world in here, within your mind, then you'll notice that you're not so bothered by how things are out of control out there. One of my favorite, when I first started to learn to meditate and apply these teachings in my life, one of the most simple, but yet still to this day, powerful analogies I've ever heard was this one. It actually comes from Shanti Devan and is explained in the book, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, where my teacher Geshe Kelsang says, if we have to walk across rough and thorny ground, one way of protecting our feet is to cover the whole ground with leather, but this is not very practical, and it's also very expensive. But we can achieve the same result in a much simpler way by covering our feet. That's why we invented shoes. Maybe, I don't know, cave people originally would cover the ground with leather and then thought, this is costing us a fortune. And then they decided, I'll tell you what, why don't we just take a bit of leather and stick it on our feet? Do you see where this is going? Similarly, if we wish to protect ourselves from suffering, we can either try to change external conditions to make them conform to our wishes, or we can change our mind. He's not saying that we shouldn't try to improve and change external conditions. He's saying where you start, though, is important. If you just focus on just controlling the external conditions without learning to control your mind, it won't really make a difference how perfect you get it out there. You'll still feel out of control in here, even with the slightest little thing going wrong, because our minds are out of control. Until we have been trying to change the external conditions, but this clearly has not worked. Now we need to change our mind. Simple. Session over. Now we need to just learn to control our mind. That's it. Our lives would be nowhere near as complicated as they feel at the moment. We're constantly trying to create these new gadgets and these new techniques to be able to control everything out there, as opposed to taking control over the one thing we can gain control over time, our own mind, how we view the world, how we think about the world, how we feel about the world and ourselves, others and life, we can change our mind. Is that making sense? Otherwise, it's just exhausting. That's why we're so exhausted. Yeah, we get it right for a day and get our life in perfect balance for a day. And then your boss gives you all this work the next day and your life goes completely out of balance. You know, or somebody in your family's kind of like, everything's going well in your life. And then they just drop this big problem they're having in your lap and say, can you help me with it? And you're like, oh, just can't deal with all of these constant changes out there. And the world is moving so fast, like so fast. The rate of development in the external world, we have never seen this before. It's why people are struggling so much with their mental and emotional well-being. If they want to control it, we can't control it. You know, AI is progressing at a rate that we can't even begin to conceive of at the moment. But how quickly it's progressing, it's not going to be in the next 10 years. It's in the next year, how much it's going to impact everything we do in our life. We're not prepared, are we, really, if you think about it? We really aren't. But we can prepare. That's what we're here to do, isn't it? That's what we're here to do. It's to be at peace with life, no matter what's going on in life. That's what Buddha taught these teachings over 2,600 years ago. He didn't teach it for Buddhists, he taught it for people. Because people struggle with life. But people think I need to control it all out there, put leather on the ground. And Buddha said, no, you don't need to put leather on the ground. You don't need to control it out there. Just learn how to control how you respond to it, how you react to it in a peaceful, positive way without feeling overwhelmed by it. Then you don't have a problem with any of it, really, in time. And then if you're anything like me, there's that little voice in the back of your mind. That's saying, it's easier said than done, though. Do you know what I mean? It's easier said than done. Okay, so you're saying, if I control my mind, I'm at peace with life, I'm happy. But it's impossible to control my mind, so how am I ever going to be at peace with life and happy? It's easier said than done. And, you know, in the job that I do, that is probably the most common and understandable thing that everybody says. It's easier said than done, as you all know, and some of you are very regular here, you know what it's like. That's the way we feel. It's easier to say it than to do it, to control your mind in difficult situations. And for so long now, I've been thinking about this, and why is it that people keep saying that? Because it's true that everyone has the potential to live with deeper peace and happiness in life. That is true. Like, everyone has this incredible potential within their mind for the deepest peace and happiness over time. That is true. So why is it everyone really deeply doubts that it's possible to control your mind in the midst of this out of balance, out of control world? Because we have no familiarity with the method that enables us to do that. Or maybe some of you have some familiarity with it, but it isn't a priority in how you live your day in life. Because if we were to prioritize the method that helps us develop that and maintain that peace of mind and happiness, no matter what's going on in your life, we would know it's possible. It's not always easy because life ain't easy. It's definitely possible though. So what are we talking about? Let's say the theme probably for me of the last year of teaching has been this constant discussion about our life being out of balance. And that's what we're seeing in the world. We think we're seeing all of these difficult situations, difficult people creating more difficult situations for more people in the world. We think that's what we're seeing, what we're really seeing. Is the symptoms of our lives being out of balance. What I mean by that, there is a significant lack of balance between external activity, accomplishment, and development, and inner growth and development. This part of our life we've basically thrown away. You know, like I've been saying recently, we spend much more time looking at our phones than we do looking at our own minds. In fact, most of the time we spend looking at our phones to avoid looking at our minds, to get some relief from our busy, distracted minds by turning to our phone and increasing the busyness and distraction in our mind. And that's the challenge in the world today. That is why people are struggling, whether it's mentally, emotionally, even physically. It's a result of our life being out of balance. We need to focus on external activity. We need to focus on external accomplishment. We need to focus on external development. Of course, nobody's saying we shouldn't do that. But it's when you prioritize that exclusively in your life and you think that's where happiness is going to come from when I get it all right out there, that's when you start to experience this imbalance in here. It's true. If you focus on external development, so you get a good job, got some decent amount of money and resources in the bank, you have a nice home in a nice part of Dublin or Ireland, for those of you on live stream tonight. If you have all of those things in your life, you've got plenty of resources to go on holiday once or twice or three or four times a year. Some of you are looking a bit tan tonight, by the way. Have you been on holiday? Not looking at any faces, but some of you are definitely looking more tan than normal. Was it sunny today? I don't know. So, yeah, it's true. If you gather all those conditions in your life, good job, good income, really good career, nice car, nice home in a nice area, lots, plenty of money to go on holidays, a solid pension. If you get all of those things, it is true. They can certainly be supportive conditions for a healthy and comfortable life. But it's really important to understand this. It doesn't lead to quality of life, though. Quality of life comes from your ability to maintain a degree or an increasing or stable degree of inner peace or peace of mind, no matter what's happening in your life. Why? Because as we look at all the times in these classes, you discover the more peaceful your mind is, the happier you naturally feel. And it's how we feel in our day and in our life that determines the quality of our life, not what we have in our life. You can have a fantastic job, a fantastic body, a fantastic home with a person who has a fantastic body. You can go on holidays as often as you want, have a big car, have, you know, fame and fortune, and still be miserable. Can't you? You're not sure? Just open up Hello or OK or whatever those magazines are and just check the latest person who's admitting to I have it all, but I feel empty inside. So it's not that we shouldn't have those things as well, of course, but we're prioritizing those exclusively in our life, thinking if I finally had them, I'll be happy. But nobody who's done that is truly happy consistently. They may be happy when they win the lottery, but then there's just a load of money in your bank and a load of people begging at your door. You don't feel happier day to day. You just feel happier when the money lands in your bank. And then you have all the problems that comes with that. And you see, that's the problem. Our world is becoming more and more materially focused, materialistic thinking. If I get all these things out there and in a perfect shape and order out there, I'll be happy in here. Yet we're not experiencing increasing levels of peace and happiness. We're experiencing reducing levels of peace and happiness, increasing levels of stress and anxiety, and diminishing levels of self-esteem and self-confidence, because we feel I'm the kind of person who just can't be happy. You're not the kind of person who just can't be happy. You're just living your life out of balance. What we need to do is create a balance between that external development and then inner growth and development. Developing the qualities of your mind that lead to a natural peace, a natural positive energy, and a natural happiness within the mind. If you have more love in your heart for people, you will feel more at peace and happy when you're around people. Not only when you're around people, you'll feel more at peace and happy when you're with yourself. Because if you love in your heart, that is where peace and happiness comes from. True love, I mean, not love with conditions. If you have more empathy and compassion for people, including yourself, you'll notice that you're more at peace with yourself and others. If you have more generosity in your heart, if you have that quality of generosity, you're willing to give to others, happy to give to others, you'll notice you're more at peace and happy when you give. If you have patience in your mind, that quality that enables you to accept and work with difficult situations without feeling overwhelmed by them, you can accept and be at peace with them. If you have the ability to do that, you're okay no matter what's happening in your life. And when you understand that problems are normal in life, like we look at all the time in these classes, and you can accept and be at peace with that, you don't have a problem with life. But all of that is determined upon us developing these qualities of the mind intentionally. If we don't develop those qualities of the mind, when things get tough, we don't have the patience or the ability to accept them or the resilience to bounce back for them. So it doesn't feel like we're falling on a, what do you call those things? Trampoline. And we're bouncing back off. It feels like we're falling on hard, solid concrete because we don't have that quality of patient acceptance that can accept and work with difficulty and bounce back from adversity, because I can accept it and be at peace with it.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.